So if you'd all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. If I could get a motion to approve the agenda, consent agenda, and the minutes from April 18th, 2022.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
Okay. Motion carried. Any communication? No communication. Items from the public? Thank you, Ian. I don't believe there was anything from the public. Oh, I see a hand. Go ahead, please.
Dee, it's Barbara Hanna and Paul DeLau here.
Yes.
We just wanted to make the council aware of what a wonderful job the theater manager and his assistant, Katie Abel, Jeff Karnetz and Katie Abel, are doing. We've had three very, very successful and happy and glad to get together events from Sunday Afternoon Live at the theater.
Thank you.
And even made better by not only our performers and our volunteers, but working with Jeff and Katie. So we just wanted you to know that.
We really appreciate the feedback. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any additional items from the public? Seeing none, we'll move on. City report assistance. I had sent the council an email. Actually, I will tell you when. I sent the council an email on the 25th of April laying out some issues that were happening at City Hall. There was a couple of reports that are due, were due and had not been finished by the previous clerk treasurer. And the new clerk treasurer has got more than she can handle. On her plate right now, and also is not trained to do those reports. She has Kayla has received a total of 9 hours of hands-on training for her position as it is. One of the reports were due no later than April 30th. That's the ARPA report that we had to submit to the feds for our ARPA funds that we received. By the way, I did give you all a report to show you how the money was spent in 2021. And the next one is our annual report, which is due the end of May. I had suggested that the council consider potentially providing me some additional funds for preparing those reports, since it's not the mayor's responsibility to do those duties. I wanted to open it up for discussion. I did reach out to MRSC to see if the city could legally do that. I did provide you with that information, the council with that information. MRSC did suggest that I contact our city attorney, which I did, and I also provided his response as well. And I had followed that email up with an additional email because there was some miscommunication or maybe some misunderstanding that should the council as a whole decide that they didn't want to do that, that I wouldn't do those reports, which would be the farthest thing from the truth. Our report's already done and the annual report will be submitted before the end of May. I have already started working on it. It has been on hold until I can get over here because it's pretty hard to do it when I'm not, don't have enough time here. In one stretch at a time. So anyway, that's my spiel. So I'm more than happy to answer anybody's questions.
One clarification, but you said you followed up with a second email?
I did.
Okay. I don't think with everybody, I don't have a second email.
Yeah.
Great. I
didn't have any, you sent yours. I didn't see any responses. I didn't see anything.
Yeah. The one Yeah, and nobody did a reply all. Okay. I did get a response from three people, but none of them did a reply all. So, okay. And I did send the response out, and I did send it, I think, either on Thursday or Friday. So that's mm-hmm. really odd. But mind you, I am working on a laptop in South Bend, accessing them through a different way than I do here. So sometimes I'm not always sure if they're working. So, but anyway. Basically that's what I did say, is that no matter what the council decides, those reports will be done, period. I would never ever put the city in jeopardy. That's not what a mayor would do, or nor me personally.
My thought on it is kind of different person to contract with, just because it's cleaner, and the idea of separating out who is then providing oversight to that contractor. It just seems a lot cleaner to do it that way. If there is anybody else that could do that, you know, one of the local cities, or be done Zoom or something, that seems like a better option. I don't have a problem with contracting somebody to do it, but I want to make sure that at the end of the day, there's no issues around who was in charge of saying how many hours were worked and things like that.
Okay. Any additional comments?
I mean, I would tend to agree with that sentiment, but I don't know who's available. And I don't. That's my concern. I don't want to put the city in a bind. And I guess I would also like whoever's we end up having do it, whether it be you or someone else, that another part of that responsibility that we contract them to make sure that we give our clerk the training needed to do it.
Which is what I would, what I had planned to do.
So I guess I'm concerned if the conflict there that could arise from it. Not that I would have a concern with you actually doing it, but I think that that puts all of us and you in a situation that I don't know.
MRSC didn't have any concerns.
Neither did the city attorney.
I think that's fine. I have concerns.
That's okay. Fine also. My concern is
so I'll make it really easy on all of you. I'm just going to do it. And you don't have to pay me to do it. I am mayor. I want the city to run smoothly. And I'll just do it. Because I am not sitting up here. I hate conflict. I hate conflict. And the last thing I want to do is have each of you pit each other or pit me against you or whatever. And I'm just going to do it. It's as simple as that. I'm not going to go spend. I've got 30 days. That's 30 days counting the weekend. Well, actually less than that now, because today is the second, to finish this report. And I'm just not going to argue with anybody about it. I'm just going to do it. It's just much easier than having to worry about it. So we can make it really simple tonight and be done with it. Because to me, it's not worth fighting over. I'll just leave it at that.
I just want to comment that I don't think we were fighting anybody about
it. No, and I don't mean in that in a literal sense. How about argue or put me in a position where I have to defend my actions or whatever. I just want to just leave
those
it at
are
that.
Those are all concerns that I would have.
And there you go. So I'll do it for nothing. So we can just move on from there. Item number 7, that would be Eric.
So what this is, and this has been outlined in our water system update plan, a little farther back than we wanted, because our first priority was the water tank. It's been taking a while to get done, but I think we've finally got a good approach with that. We're budgeted for it. It's been lined out. The gas chlorine, we can only keep a certain amount on hand. It's very unsafe. I think we actually, numerous years ago, long before me, I think we actually had an employee issue with the gas leak in the hospital. So that's where we're at. This action here is to hire the consultant. So then we can go to the bidding process to find out actually what it's going to cost. Their estimation is $255,000, so a total of about $350,000. ish. We won't know until we get that. But this is kind of standard as far as getting the consultant to do all the bidding process and get the project going. With this and the tank going at the same time, it'll take, you know, it won't be done until next year anyhow, most likely. We're budgeted for it. So
we're budgeted for the contractor, or we're budgeted for
the project.
The project also. Yeah. Because that's a project that completely fits within ARPA guidelines.
Well, so that is something that I would like to talk about that. I just didn't know if now's the time or until we actually come up with prices, because that, I know, as like Steve said, to spread it out, this is something that we're going to pay for no matter what, and this would help every ratepayer, you know, and we do have some other projects after this, so it is something that I just didn't think it was the time yet to talk about until we know what the prices were, but we definitely can. I just didn't want to muddy the waters with that, but I think this is exactly would be a great project.
Okay, great.
Yep. So this will be on-site generation. You might be familiar with it. Is I'm not an expert in it, but basically they put salt in a thing, they apply electricity, and you get chlorine. Essentially, then so you can have much more on hand. You know, in case chemicals become hard to get, like, you know, there's some supply issues. We didn't have any, but it was a concern because we can only keep X amount of gas chlorine. So, you know, I had the guys make sure that, you know, we were going to be able to get it and so forth in case you had any kind of, you know, major supply. This would be essentially something we could really stock up on. This is the probably the best one. We looked at some different options. My biggest concern originally was, you know, the sewer plant's kind of like the Cadillac, and we've had some issues out there with certain processes and equipment being, like, people aren't here to work on it. This is a time-proven system. You can keep parts on hand that are shelf-stable, so you, and there's some redundancy, I believe, that with this one, you could run half of it if half's down. There's some, it would work well. There's some different types, like, they're called pucks. They can be cheaper to start with, but in the long run, they're more annually to run. This is just a little bit. It's a different system. I think pucks were maybe a little bit older technology. This seems to be the more what people prefer. I believe something just got this system to where it's getting it.
The action is to approve the contract.
Yeah, because we don't have, with the consultant ahead.
That's what I'm looking for, a motion to sign the contract.
We authorize Eric to...
That would be D, to sign the mayor, to sign the contract.
I move that we authorize the signed contract for the consultant for the water plant.
Thank you. I hear a second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Additional discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, the Raymond Theater lighting proposals. I put that in the packet, not in the contract, for review by the council so we can get it sent out. Has everybody looked at it? And does anybody have any questions about the RFP?
I think it's great. I think whoever wrote that.
Me too. I wonder who that was. I want to say thank you, Ian. I was going to thank you anyway. I really do appreciate you doing that. So it's important that somebody write it that knows what's needed over there. So thank you. So, yes.
I have some questions about, because I turned it off. So... You want to use the existing piping that is already there. That was one of the things that was mentioned in it, and the side lighting piping that's already there. That may not be possible.
Sure.
Just so you're aware. The gentleman who lives here locally, he came in with a piece of lighting that he has that's totally programmable. He showed us how it works. Like a huge LED lighting in that theater is just incredible. We want to make sure, because right now, if you want to change those lenses that are, especially the ones that are up on the wall, you have to have the 24-foot pitch ladder to get up there to change them. We don't want to have to do that. So the lighting that he had is all goes on computers. It's done. We keep the lighting board that's there. We don't need away with it. The system that he was showing us. And it was really nice to see something totally different that worked, that lit up everything.
I think so.
Yeah, it's possible those anchor points won't work, but it's cheaper if they do.
Yes.
And whoever does the proposal needs to check if we need them updated or not. And if we need them updated, we need to get the price. And yeah, LED is the only option I think we would go with for those.
Yes.
Okay, so did the council have any questions or anything about the RFP, or are we good to go ahead and submit? Okay. No, I just wanted the council for review. So if I hear, I'm hearing nothing from the council, so the RFP will be sent out this week. To everybody that originally submitted a bid, and potentially it will be published as well. So. So item number 9 and 10, both of those items were tabled from the last meeting. Both items have not been completed because I've not had time. So I just request a motion to table them until the next meeting, and they will be completed by the next meeting.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Hearing, put us in a position where...
we're under the gun?
Yeah.
No, I do not believe it does.
Okay.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Hearing that, motion carried. Thank you. Sorry about that. I'm just running in a circle. I don't know where I'm supposed to be. It's getting better. Okay. Fire Chief Bill Didion.
Oh, thank you. So this month, we have 5 of our volunteers. We're going to be graduating from the local fire academy. So we're really excited about that. It's a big step. Very proud of them. Coming up in June, we're going to be testing, so hoping for good things. So that's about it.
Okay, thank you. Police Chief Chuck Spohr.
Hi, everybody. Much like Fire Chief, the only thing I have to report really is that we will be testing at the end of May, testing for both entry level and lateral. It's a tough market out there for everybody, basically. So we're hoping to get some good candidates, and we'll keep trying until we do. Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck.
For both of them, how many open positions do we have in each department right now?
We have one at the police department.
We are looking at 2 openings.
Okay. Any additional questions for either of them?
Okay. Is the county, are they doing the civil service part yet?
They are.
Yeah, and they're doing it not through contract yet, because there's an interlocal agreement that has to be put in place. So that's on my list as well. So, okay.
It's worked so good. Good communication as far as I've seen.
Yeah, they've been super good about
very good helping us. So.
Okay, Public Works Director Eric Weiber.
Well, we, I don't know if anybody's noticed, we have the new signs we had ordered during. We just got them finally up, so they don't look all dingy anymore. So we're excited about that. All the sculpture signs, you know, the downtown Raymond, welcome to Raymond, historic downtown Raymond. They were all faded and running. So we'd ordered them a while back, and the guys got them up. So a little cleaner, looks nice. We're going to start Parks Help here real soon. So we got the list, and Dee was helpful. In the past, it's worked out, but it hasn't been really what we were looking for. It's been a real time constraint because they only work so many hours, but D was helpful, and there's some ways that you can do that properly and have. So we're hoping, you know, we're gonna get some full-time but part-time help for, you know, probably we're hoping for like 4 months, so we can really hammer out some little stuff that we've been deploying, you know, striping and curb painting and crosswalks and helping Mike mow. And just there's a lot of stuff that we've been wanting to get to, and I think that this will be really great. That's all I got.
Did you want to talk about the restaurant, or should I?
Oh, I can.
Okay.
So the hood fan at the restaurant, it always seems to be something. It has went out, so they're unable to operate at full capacity. The fire suppression still all works, but with grease-laden vapors, you know, they can't be frying and stuff like that. So they're real limited on what they could do there. They can barbecue outside. So they are working, I guess they're trying to keep moving with some sandwiches and soup, stuff like that. But it's really hitting them hard. We do have a replacement in the works. It's been ordered on its way. It's going to take probably a month for them to get it. This will be the same thing, but it's a bit of an upgrade. Is it the old one was a permanent fixture. There was no way to clean the vent, you know, because there's an elbow in it. This one will be able to be unlatched and pulled it down so they can clean it properly. That has actually been an issue there also, I think, over the years of it. Probably not being cleaned the filters. It was very, very greasy and dirty. So.
And that's the system on the roof.
Yeah, it's on the wall.
Or on the wall.
Yeah, it's up high enough. But, so there's that round. If you would have drove by before, there was a round. That's where the motor and everything is, and it sucks, but yeah. So it's
better than being on the roof.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. So it's 30-ish years old, so I think we got our money out of it.
Yeah,
it's got a bend. There's really no way to clean unless you remove the unit, which nobody's going to remove the unit. So this new one will be able to be hinged off so they can.
They don't have a vendor coming in every 6 months?
They do, but when they have the elbows, they can't get in them very well. You know, they do it, but it's not. This thing was, like, it has been cleaned by the company. I think that you guys have used them. We actually went to another company. But even having that done, when they took the unit off, we're going to have it done again because they just cannot get it. Yeah, they did, but to get it actually, I mean, I think it was just neglected, you know, maybe
for so long.
The filters weren't cleaned properly originally with the past restaurants, so they weren't collecting the grease, so they're just, I mean, when they were done cleaning it after just sitting, stuff would drip.
Like we put an awful lot of money or something. I know that we got some grants or ABC got grants.
They didn't do anything with the exhaust system or with that.
Well, it was to remodel the kitchen surfaces, countertops. It was pretty old hash. New sink, new appliances, new lighting. That's where that went. To upgrade the unit with the food, you know, tons. So it was all working. It's, you can leave it as is, along with, you know, the original equipment. So that's what we want to do, because it could get real expensive at her.
Why is that? I mean,
we're supposed to give them a
good
facility to work from.
It really costs. Do you see having an physical condition from some care home?
I don't have the exact figure, but around 11,000.
A new system, complete new system, is about over $100,000.
For a brand new 12-foot install of electric everything. So,
yeah,
it just depends. That's where type 2 would fire.
But
it
truly has not worked. Has not worked effectively. I'm just explaining. It just has not worked since they've been in there. They have fought it, and they've paid to have it cleaned twice. And it continued to fail over and over again. And this last time, it set off. They did an emergency call to Sunset, and Sunset Air said, "Don't use it, or you're going to set the building on fire."
Like, I get it. I just know there was no formal reservation of that building where I don't know my business. The risk you take is a business owner to have that equipment.
Well, I think that this is it. I think that, you know, other than the fact that they're completely shut down, you know, and they can't run their business, that I think that once this is up, they're going to be in good shape. So
I think that's, I think everything's pretty much new now that we have a kitchen. We kind of committed to having a kitchen and remodeling stuff and buying equipment. So I think this, everything else this should be done now.
And just thinking where it's there and what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then that's up to them.
It was,
so it says they get it as is after a careful reconstruction of premises. We shall at some expense maintain the premises to the sanitary physical condition. But then it also says lessor shall be responsible for repairs not resulting from negligence.
It's not their negligence.
It's not their negligence. Because they, like you said, they had a clean fight.
That's 30 years old.
So just saying that it's one of those things. That's a situation that we shouldn't be touching it.
No, it's all good. I'm just here to give you what I've got. If you've got questions, so we'll answer best we can.
So, any additional comments?
Ellie Raymond Park playground park is really low. Like at the bottom of at least one of the slides, the concrete around the slide post is exposed. So if you fall, which you're falling an extra 8 inches right now because of the arc there, then you're also your head on concrete. And under the swings, it's the bark has gone to the point where the gravel substrate is now what you're walking in front of. So that whole thing needs, you know, not just the poles filled in, it needs its entire level raised up like 8 inches.
That's we have like the depths we need, but that's something with the bark's help that'll be huge on getting all that stuff taken care of.
We don't have a debt because if you look.
No, I mean for insurance purposes, as far as that debt, sorry.
Okay. Because, like, if the rise of the steps is 8 inches, the rise to the bottom step is like 24 inches. And if you're supposed to come off the slide at 18 inches, you're coming off at closer to 30 inches.
Yeah, no, I'm like saying we definitely will fill those, get them like refilled up versus just trying to get them, you know, usable. Like, that's one of the big things on our list is just to get all this little stuff, you know, caught back up. And that'll be helpful because last couple of years with the parks help, you know, you get it, I can't remember how many hours, but it's not very many. And the time they help mow, they're done. So this is going to be helpful, truly. So I think we'll get a lot of this stuff taken care of.
Anything else for Eric? Okay. Court Treasurer Kayla McIntosh.
Like Chuck and Bill said, I've been working really hard with Pacific County, the Civil Service, Mindy, to get testing up and running. I've posted with all of like the local newspapers. I have received a few applications for both police and fire. So we're testing at the end of May for police, and we did push back fire to June 10th so that we can maybe capture some of those new graduates. So that's the hope for that. And then the other thing that I have to ask for you guys today is, so I already asked you this a couple of meetings ago, but the CBD HUD Community Development Grant account with Security State Bank said that I needed to have a motion and signed minutes taken over there. And so when I went to do that, they told me that this was a two-person signer account. I said, well, I'd like to take Gretchen off, add myself. And Hester was the other signer on that. So she's not going to be signing anything. So, but in order to remove Hester as well as Gretchen, I have to have somebody else put on there. And so I was just going to ask that we motion, or I don't know who asked that. Right now we have an interim deputy clerk, which is Deborah, and she is the signer for most of the other accounts right now. So I just ask that we add her. They did recommend we add a third authorized signer in case of emergency. But we could probably do that when we fill the deputy position, or however we, you know, when we fill that third staffing position. So
can I have a motion to add Deborah and Kayla to the account at security statement?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have to have the other ones taken off? Does that take a motion?
That will take those off and add these. So, or we can just say update.
Yes.
Okay. I had a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carried. Okay. Anything else?
Nope. That's
good. Okay. I don't have anything of value to talk about tonight, I guess, so that I can think of right now. Council comments.
I have one on food trucks. And I think, you know, we've got one. I think we've got another one that comes in town sometimes. And we don't have an ordinance. And he was going to be an ordinance. And I know we brought it up in multiple meetings, but he kind of evaporated. I don't know. And this is when Hester was here and on the account and all of those things. But I think it's something we should get in front of. And so that hopefully as we get more food trucks, they go in the right spots and they go there, you know, with the right things planned ahead. So if we can find another similar city with an ordinance to borrow from liberally, I don't think we need it by next meeting, but I think it should be on our radar to get that done in the next few months.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna, as doing the comp plan, we'll have a lot of time with the planning commission. I don't know. Would you want to find something you think reasonable? I mean, if we start with something and it's like, oh, it's not really what we were thinking, it's backwards. We just have, hey, this is some good options here.
Or I can look as well.
And
I mean,
no other small towns with a lot of food trucks. Does anybody else know? I mean, like Portland.
And Olympia and all that. But let me do some research. Okay, and if I...
Aberdeen has quite a few.
Yeah.
Usually when we do stuff like that, we look at a bunch of different, you know, and we pick the parts we like.
Would you classify the food place a food truck?
Oh, absolutely.
But it's
permanent.
Cloned and
but it's
electrical and
exciting.
Yeah. It is. It's from Brandon.
I mean, it is a food truck, but it's permanent.
Ones in Portland are permanent. The ones in Aberdeen are. And
they're
maybe that's where there's
different
style
or definition.
And I would love for us to be in a situation where we had to like
find
a block to have to put all of those in and know that ahead of time rather than having the six spots and say, gosh, I wish we would have put them all. Because not only is it better from an organization, but like if you go to those city blocks that have those, it's a lot of fun to walk around and get your macaroni and cheese from here and this from there.
I'll take a look and see what I can find. I mean, if nothing else, we can bring them and just have a discussion about it and go
from
there.
Can put something together, take it, you know, let's be able to start with.
Did you, did the folk place have to have an inspection?
Well, Ellen and I would do their like food health department inspection.
But like the plumbing and the electrical, there was no type of inspection.
There would be the connection, so the guys would have hooked up the plumbing. There would be, you know, it's all plumbed inside it prior, so it's just a connection. Department of Health basically does those. If it was a new building, but you're burying the wall, that would have inspections on the city's end, like as far as me for plumbing. Electrical would still always be LNI, but when it's burial. Other than that,
just because this was a plug-in thing.
Yeah, it's pretty kind of built unit.
But I do know LNI was involved because I know that they had planned to open quite a bit sooner, and it was an LNI issue. Yes. So.
Do they have a drain?
What's that?
Are they hooked up to the sewer?
Got it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's a reference to food trucks in our code, but it's pretty light.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, we had one that wanted to go between the theater and the video store there a long time ago, and we had a draft, and we had, and it just, I think the business decided not to show up, and then it just all got dropped. I can't even find it in my full email, so I don't know where it went.
We had the original food truck.
Okay.
That was fantastic.
Any additional council comments?
I make a motion we adjourn.
I hear a second.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. I'm not going to ask if there's an opposed. Motion carried. Okay. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Thanks for coming on Zoom as well. You're appreciated.